Catherine Smart again. I'm 44 years old, and I've never known a man. Some say it's because I turned prematurely gray in the sixth grade. A cruel, cruel joke handed down by the hand of God. Some say it's because I haven't been outside since the spring of 91. While still others claim it's because I own no less than 92 cats. But I love my kitties, especially Mr. Jabber Jab. Say hello, Mr. Jabber Jab. Meow. Mr. Jabber Jab is the biggest and strongest of my 92. He's like Ben from that movie Willard. Only I've never used Mr. Jabber Jab in a homicidal coup d'etat against an unreasonable boss who apparently lived to help those naughty boys in Saving Silverman kidnap Neil Diamond. Now, Mr. Jabber Jab's my friend, and he's the man of the house. Of course, that didn't set well with everyone in the house, especially Raggedy Andy. That's when Andy sassed me, so I shoved his yarn nose in a sizzling plate of tuna helper. Then Mr. Jabber Jab ate off half his cotton face. Now Raggedy Andy must walk through life a marked man, a freak to be mocked by the many citizens of Jabbertown. Besides, Mr. Jabber Jab doesn't have time for petty jealousies. He has too many household duties, like killing mice, for example. Warning me of when a stranger comes to the door. Screening calls from unwanted bill collectors. And eating peanut butter, no matter how Catherine Smart again chooses to serve it. Oh, Mr. Jabber Jab has kept busy, all right. Take tonight, for example, while we're holding the much-anticipated semifinal round of Stuffed Animal Idol. Got that idea from Heather Lewis. Mr. Jabber Jab plays the all-important role of Simon Cowell, while I play Paula Abdul, and Mr. Whiskers is Randy Jackson. Ryan Seacrest plays himself. Although I wish to make it clear, I've never knowed him. Not that way. No, I've never knowed a man. But apparently he has. And several. Boy, can that Seacrest talk. Ryan and I began Stuffed Animal Idol in four different rooms of the house. Then the 20 best stuffed animal performances earned a trip into the living room. And now we're down to three contestants. I can hardly believe it myself. My favorite is Angela Turtle. But you never know what Simon's gonna say. Meow. That's right. Simon is you, Mr. Jabber Jab. Ain't he a smart one? Sorry, I had a hairball. I'm going to put that one in the collection box. My sister, Sarah Smartigan, she always tell me, Catherine, stop playing with those damn stuffed animals and get yourself out of the house. Why don't you join our Bunko League, she asks. Well, I tell her, Bunko is for married women, and I've never known a man. How do I know how to hate him? Besides, Monday's Fear Factor night. Beanie Babies can't line themselves up in front of a television any more than they can prepare themselves brown schwager and crackers. That's Catherine Smartigan's job. Plus, afterward, we play Fur Factor. And I love Mr. Jabber Jab a whole lot, but he's not ready to be Joe Rogan. Not yet. That's too much responsibility. Sure, we've had a couple of mishaps along the way. I know now I should have never made a bacon necktie for Gracie the Goose and put him in that Rottweiler pit like I did. Additionally, I know now, no matter how you coax him, Bernie Barracuda won't eat sparrow uterus. But Sarah could say what she wants. If my sister ever saw Chester the Chipmunk jump off the roof and perish shoot to the ground, she'd give a bunko tomorrow. Then there's all that find a man talk. You know, Catherine, if you just fix yourself up a little, you could land yourself a man. Well, Catherine Smarticans never knowed a man. How do I know what I'm missing? Besides, I like my mustache. Mr. Jabberjab says I look like a young Gene Shalit. My sister says, well, why don't you groom yourself in, you know, other areas? Well, why? 21 years, 213 cats, and not a one's ever complained that I smell like a blend of rotten mutton, Tux medicated pads, and cough medicine. My kitty cats don't care that I have only one house dress, varicose veins that look like grapevines, and unruly armpit hair. Hell, they don't even mind that my pee-pee looks like the lead singer of a 70s cover band. Meow. What's that, Mr. Jabberjab? Time to latch up the St. Patty's Day potholders? Well, you're right, Mr. Jabberjab. How about some peanut butter? Meow. I gotta go. As you can see, an unemployed spinster's job is never done. I'm Catherine Smartigan, and I've never known a man.